from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, so oddly, I mean, you try and stay up with what Detroiters are interested in. So we know that you guys are very interested in the Lions. So every day we're finding all the Lions content that might be interesting to you each and every day. And that's usually the case when we get to football season, regardless of how good or bad the Lions are. This year it's unprecedented excitement. And typically with a Tiger team that would be fading, we wouldn't bring them up much because we're not sure. Like if we talk about a topic that you're not interested in, this isn't good for us. And maybe I'm wrong on this, Gator, but I feel like this team is interesting. And is anybody else like me have watched the last 3 days going, I can get on board with this, what they've done here, young players. And yeah, they've won. And that certainly makes a difference because you start to believe in this young core. I will say there's something about the idea that when they won that game in Williamsport, the way they flew out of the dugout, came flying over the rails, it felt like, because I made the comparison, there was so many young guys. That whole day was the Tigers and Yankees visiting with the Little League teams.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Aaron Judge, apparently.
Well, that was a whole other story, and we'll get to that later. But the Yankees were the star, right? I felt like the Tigers were like one of the Little League teams. All these young guys that were kind of in, I'm sure the Tigers are doing the same thing. Some of the Tigers are probably doing the same thing the Little Leaguers were, which is, hey, that's Aaron Judge, right? Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. Hey, that's Juan Soto. Like, they were probably kind of in awe. And then they won the game, and they came flying out of the dugout, and there were kids at the game, that Little League game, that you could see cheering the Tigers that were the bit player in this Yankee sonnet, right? I mean, it was all about the Yankees, and the bit player, the supporting actor, stole the show.
It was David versus Goliath
mm-hmm.
in that game, and the way the Tigers celebrated, they celebrated like they were a Little League team. It was awesome,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get to do that in front of them, all the Little Leaguers are there because that's the only people who are in attendance in that game were Little Leaguers and their parents.
Yep.
So they all got to experience that, and I'm sure that was so cool for the Little Leaguers to be there for that. And then they get to see that these guys are celebrating just like they would. And I think the Tigers probably forgot for a half a second that, oh, wait a minute, we got to congratulate the Yankees on a good game. Good game, good game, good game. Go through the handshake line. Hope nobody spits on their hand or whatever. But it worked out. And it was a great moment. And it's one moment in a bunch of great moments we've seen with this youthful team. And the youthful team is fun to watch. Watching these guys grow.
So I guess we won't belabor the point. We'll read some of the feedback. And if you want to talk about them, I guess, and I go back, for many of you, I don't know, in your lifetime, you've seen a lineup. Not just the pitchers are different, but a everyday lineup, 1-9, the players that take the field and hit with this many homegrown guys. It goes back to the 80s. From Tom and his car, all these young Tigers we're talking about, as much as we hated Avila as a GM, how many of these kids are Avila's draft or Harris's draft? There's a lot of Avila guys.
There's a lot of Avila guys. I don't. And with Harris, it's only been trades, right? Yeah, because I mean, basically, his drafts have been.
Sweeney is a Harris trade, and
Vierling is a Harris move.
Yeah, I haven't included Vierling at all in this young guys, but
yeah, he's not because he's not young, but no. He's nonetheless he's played better than average here, and yeah, but it's
yeah, there's a lot of Avila guys here. I mean, Parker Meadows.
These are all Avila guys.
Avila guy, Riley Green, Avila guy, Kerry Carpenter, Avila guy, Cole Keith, Avila guy, Torque, Avila guy, Young, Avila guy, Jake Rogers.
Dylan Dingler.
Jake Rogers isn't a homegrown guy. I forgot about that.
No, he was a trade.
He was traded for when he was a child, but they traded for him.
A child.
And they got Dingler at that spot, too. So
yeah.
I'm concerned about Max Clark. I see a flashy, self-promoting flake whose priority is all in social media.
Well, I'm sorry you see that.
Yeah, I watch him play. I hope you see a player that's killing it too at both levels he's been at. But yes, he's a full eye black all over my face,
hitting machine.
Yeah, and
fielding machine.
Yeah, he's showing off a lot of
wolf. Base stealing machine.
I saw this in travel baseball all summer.
Yeah,
he is that kid.
Every team's got one, right, Doug?
Yeah, well, every travel team has an eyewash guy, without question.
I mean, by the eighth inning, you see his belly button because he's just completely undone on it.
The funny thing about Max Clark is I think a lot of this is it's youth. And you know who else kind of had youth? Part of it, and now we don't see and hear about as much anymore, is J-Mo. Remember when J-Mo here was making social media posts everywhere and people were getting uncomfortable?
But I look at Max Clark and I see just the way that he carries himself. It's like Bryce Harper. And I'm not going to say he's going to end up being like Bryce Harper talent-wise. I hope so. Mm-hmm. But Max Clark was just voted as being, I think, the fastest guy in the minors. One of the fastest guys in the minors.
Yep.
He's got a bunch of stolen bases. He plays a flawless center field. He's got good size. He's only 19 years old, and he's starting to, you know, start to feel the power a little bit as he's getting more and more comfortable with the swing. And he's been a 300 hitter.
The social media stuff, though, I understand why it makes some people uncomfortable, but you kind of got to get used to it. Kids these days, a lot of them make their presence, want to create their persona through their social media accounts.
But it's also kind of harmless. You know, it's like, it's not like the social media stuff. I don't even know if it's, is it brash or is it just that he's just doing it, right? A lot of it is self-promoting. Like here he is taking a swing and hey, my first home run or here's a double I hit or whatever, you know, but it's not, I don't think it's terribly in your face. And if it is, don't watch it.
Yeah. But no, you don't have to follow him.
But for people that want to criticize him, okay, but how about watch him play? And what is he like as a player? And how does he carry himself when he's on the field? Does the team gravitate towards him or do they run from him? Because I think this guy he's going to be legit, man. And we'll probably see him sooner than later.
Steven at work says, you think Baez will request out at the end of the year? I think the writing's on the wall that he's done. Maybe that'll make Chris's decision to get rid of him.
How is he going to, I mean, what's he going to request? To just
void his contract?
I mean, that's not going to happen. I think.
How miserable would he have to be to say, hey, that whole 60 whatever million you still owe me? Because do you think he'd get a contract like that on the open market?
No.
That's a huge.
He might not even make a team on the open market. He's not walking away from that money.
But maybe what he does is try and negotiate a settlement and a buyout.
Yeah.
That's possible. For less than what the contract is. And then
$73 million after this year.
Give me 70, I'll leave right now. Like seriously, that's the type of buyout it'd be, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just so embarrassed with how bad he's performed. You don't know how people feel. But maybe it's just something where, hey, negotiate it. I'll leave for $60 million and then maybe he can latch on with another team or not. I doubt it.
Yeah.
This screams, like if the Tigers were to release him, it screams spring training invitee from some other team.
Right.
That they'd take a look, but not give him a contract. But that's something they'll deal with after the season. When Scott Harris said that they're not even discussing it, you know, right now, and he said that like a month ago, I believe him. I think it's something that's on the back burner, and hey, maybe I had internal thoughts, but we'll deal with that later. Right now, we're still trying to keep this team together and find pitchers that can be the next undecided.
We got a text here that probably hit the nail on the head of what is more likely to happen. And it doesn't mean it's great, but I think it's realistic. This person texted us, I don't see why Javi Baez just can't be a $30 million Ramon Santiago moving forward if we won't buy him out. He can be a backup middle infielder, but under no circumstances an everyday shortstop. You don't want him to be a $30 million Ramon Santiago, but if he won't accept the buyout and you're paying him anyway, is he good enough to be a bit player? A defensive replacement?
No.
A guy who spells? Well, I mean...
I say that because...
What are you going to do? Just pay him and have him go away?
Yeah.
You'd rather do that than keep him on as a $30 million Ramon Santiago?
Yes, because it's a roster spot that we need.
And well, he shouldn't block anybody, Scott Harris. I will agree with that. If he's blocking, if McGonagall's ready, and I know you're big on Navagato, but if McGonagall's ready, which are both minor league shortstops, then yeah, I wouldn't block them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Graham.
That's the problem. He's not even Ramon Santiago.
Well, he's not good defensively, right?
You got to let him go. I mean, this is going to be big for the perception for the fans is that this Javi Baez move, what they do with Javi Baez.
Oh, perception.
I understand because Scott, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean, Doug? Like from the fan point of view, they're going to be like, well, Chris Sale is just cheap or the Tigers, or they won't eat this money. Like they can't play this guy at all on the bench or in the field.
You know, there was a lot, I was listening to, Mike the other day, and he was Mike Valeni talking about Javi Baez, and they were discussing if you buy him out or not, and you can't put him in the game in any kind of situation. And I was thinking to myself, it was after must have been yesterday's show because it was after the first game against Cubs when they lost, and Javi came up at the end of the game with Torkelson on in scoring position, and Javi struck out for the fourth straight time, and everybody was asking how can you put him in this situation, and I remembered watching the game and I wanted to look it up and make sure I got it. The reason Javi is even still a thought in a situation like that, the only thing he's been able to do this year is hit with runners in scoring position. Prior to that at bat, his OPS and runners in scoring position was over 900. After that at bat, because didn't get it done, he's now hitting .308 with runners in scoring position with an .884 OPS in 65 at bats. That's why. Because there was still that vestige of something good with Javi, but it doesn't happen often enough where you got to say he's in my lineup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.